Hello and welcome. This is Sarah Michael with Sparkling Results. And today we're going to be talking about noticing your thoughts and accessing your subconscious.
This topic of accessing our subconscious and getting information is really all about both using this access, and I'll talk about mastering access to our subconscious. I won't talk about mastering our subconscious. It's very deliberate word choice because I do not believe we can master our subconscious. I think there are cellular instinctive fears that we can't eliminate entirely. We can quiet, we can reduce remarkably, and you know, if we almost get run over by a car, you believe that is going to rear its ugly head again. It's going to come back up. So if we get, you know, a no that doesn't feel good from somebody, some stuff can come back up. You know, there's certain things where we can't just, like, fix it and forget it. And so it's about the access. A lot of things, once we get access and we know what they are and we bring them to light, a lot of the things are actually pretty easy to clear in their entirety. There's just, I call them like the heavy hitters. It's like, I'm not enough, there's not enough. If I'm too shiny or I'm too big or I'm too much. Kind of the classic ones, if you guys know what I mean. Those are the ones that'll keep coming up, and having that access, having that channel, really expedites our ability to both say, okay, what's wrong? What's freaking us out? As well as saying, okay, let me hear from my intuition. Is this collaboration a good idea? Is this new messaging part of my path? So that's why it's all about mastering access. And how you do that is actually quite simple. And I find if no one's ever told you what to watch for, it can be very elusive. It can be very hard to figure out. Or there may even be a sense that we can't figure it out. We can't know what's going on in there. The first thing to do, though, is to really trust, is to trust that whatever comes up, whatever is that first thing, when you ask a question, what's wrong, what should I do, you know, what's wrong being, you know, the fear, and what should I do being the intuitive, is to trust that what the next thought you have is the information from your subconscious and not second guessing it. I find a lot of people will, you know, hear things in their head and discount it when really that's the information. So that's when we ask for the information. You know, I can tell that I'm upset. I can feel it in my body that something's a little off. So asking, okay, hi guys up there in my subconscious, the parts of Sarah that are scared and worried and whatever, pressured, tell me what's wrong. What are we worried about today? One time when I asked this about a year and a half ago, a very petulant, pouty, you know, tantrum-esque little girl piped up and said, we're just taking on so much risk, was what she said. And just knowing that she was worried about risk meant I could speak to this little one and let her know that all of this risk was actually going to pay off in a whole new way of living where we were actually safer, more secure, and definitely happier and more free than what we knew before. And so, yeah, so it's like the on-demand version when we ask for information. And then let's call it the running commentary. In a few classes, we're going to be talking about the voice inside your ideal client's head and what it's saying to them. And this is the voice I'm talking about here with you all now. We all have the little things that are saying things. It could be, you know, you really messed up in that presentation today, Sarah, or beating us up about something we said, or could also be really positive. Last fall, before I hit 40, I realized what was going on in my head was 40 is going to be magical. So it was like, sweet, I like that. Because what gets stored in our subconscious is both the good and the bad. We want to keep the good and build on it and reduce the less good. I said bad, and I just want to qualify, these fears are instinctive. These fears are to keep us safe and to keep us healthy and well, and we want to honor them. So while I will make a black-white distinction of good-bad, it's really without a ton of judgment, but more just that we notice what we want to keep and what we don't want to keep, what is not ours. So, like my example of noticing what was going on in my head prior to turning 40, this is the skill I really want you all to develop, which is being able to notice what's running in the background of your consciousness, not your subconscious. So it's right in the background of your consciousness. And start to grab those thoughts so you can look at them. So you can then make the choice, do I want that thought or not? Because I find when the subconscious stuff is starting to break through to the conscious stuff, that first part, that first wave, let's call it, can be really quiet. It occurs for me like a whisper. It's this whispered little, I'm scared or we're scared. And about 2 years ago, when I first really started getting a great handle on what I call whisper thoughts, that just caught conscious thoughts, just breaking through from the subconscious. I literally would stop. I remember walking through my house and hearing something, and I stopped in my tracks, and I literally said out loud, no, wait, come back. Come back. What was that? Because I noticed it happened before I could catch the word. So, wait, come back here. Tell me that again. And it will. It actually will. Until I could hear it. Until it was loud enough that I could hear it. And the first step of that is to notice the running, to notice the speed. If something is speeding through back there, I find it definitely goes fast, is to start to bring more consciousness to what's going on and what's being said, and then coax that in whatever way works for you. You know, the stopping dead in the middle of my house and saying, come back here, was just my way. I'm going to give you as many tips and ideas of how I've seen this work as I know. And the subconscious and the conscious minds are very unique. It's very much the snowflake personality of who you are. So you'll find your way. My ways may work, my ways may not. But I suspect that any way of doing this will be around that. The playground will be there because there is the uniqueness, and then there's that we all have a brain and the brain works in similar manners, for most of us at least. And really the importance of this cannot be underestimated, because this is your freedom, you guys. This is This is where we start to notice and remove the limiting beliefs, the things we don't want from our subconscious, catching them, either asking for information or catching them as they're becoming more conscious. And the more we do that, the easier it gets to be. You know, a lot of this stuff is to make it be easier. And another thing, so especially when you're listening and you're not necessarily asking for information, the on-demand, I want to let you in on what I've found to be true, and I've had a lot of people validate that it occurs for them the same way as me, to the degree where I'm pretty sure this is just something everyone experiences. And that is when you're in the listening mode, being receptive to those just conscious thoughts, is to then distinguish whether or not that just thought is fear or it's your intuition speaking. The difference is speed, again. The fear is speedy. It's high-pitched. It's frenetic. It's scared. It's fear. The intuition is slower. It also feels deeper. It, like, deeper within you. You may feel it in your core, like your torso. The fear is more in your head. And so when you hear those things, being able to distinguish the difference between what's fear and what's intuition. So try that out. See what you see and begin to notice. If it's fast, it's probably fear. If it's slower and quieter, probably your intuition. And begin to develop a sense of both. We want to be able to distinguish there. And then also notice any body tension, any mind state-ness. I find, you know, the body tension and then kind of the fear or the running, the fast speed of the thoughts is an indication to go on demand. Like, okay, I can feel like something's going on back there very fast. It's the worry, it's the fear. So let me ask, that's when I asked, you know, what are we worried about? And I got, we're taking on so much risk. It's because I started to notice it was really fast up there. And I wasn't aware of what it was munching on, what it was scraping up against, I'll call it. And to allow that to come through. Because so we can hear it, so we can choose or not choose it. And if it's something we don't choose, to clear it.
And if you've liked this and want more information, you can go to sparklingresultscoaching.com, sparklingresults, plural, coaching.com. And if you'd like to get some help with noticing your thoughts and accessing your subconscious, you can go to talkwithsarah.com, Sarah with an H. And I hope y'all really get a lot out of this and start to have more awareness of what's going on in that wonderful mind of yours. Thanks so much. Be well.